Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Big bomb yesterday. Texans released Deontay Foreman in the morning. So before they even get on a plane to go to Green Bay, where we'll take you in the noon hour, Deontay Foreman was released, which leaves the running backs on the roster as follows. You have Lamar Miller, who is your starting running back. You have veterans Josh Ferguson and Buddy Howell and Tywan Jones, and undrafted rookies Demaria Crockett out of Missouri and Caron Higdon Jr. out of Michigan. Not the most impressive looking depth chart at the running back position on paper, OG.
Not by any description, it's not. In terms of names, we like some of the young guys. We're getting reports right off the practice field that some of these guys are getting some good reps. We'll see when we talk to we're going to have Bill O'Brien on our air, of course. We're going to talk to DJ Reader right off the practice field right here. So we'll have all that. Josh Ferguson getting some reps. Caron Higdon getting some reps. I would have to say those would be the two favorites right now, although I think they also like Crockett as well.
Yeah, he's the guy that's going to be the goal line guy. He's going to be the guy that's going to get the chance to win this team over with goal line. There's a lot of reports, and I actually talked to Deontay Foreman's dad about this. Adam Schefter threw it out there that maybe Deontay Foreman's best situation is to get away from his friends in Houston. You know, go somewhere.
There's a lot to that,
where there are no distractions. And I think his best friend's name, if I'm not mistaken, I think his best friend might be named Smokey. Because Deontay Foreman was fired yesterday on his day off. He needs to get away from Smokey.
How you at work?
Got fired yesterday.
For real? I thought you had a day off yesterday.
I did. Supervisor called me about 4 o'clock. Talking about they got me on videotape stealing boxes.
Damn. You got to be a stupid mother to get fired on your day off.
Get fired on your day off. What could be worse than that?
Man. Just a rough life for Deontay Foreman. We wish him the best. There's actually a lot of teams in this division that could use running backs. The Colts, they just lost their backup running back, Spencer Ware. They have an injury settlement with him. So wouldn't it be something if Deontay Foreman ends up going to the Colts or something like that and he gets to face, you know, the Texans 2 times a year? That's something to keep an eye on. Jacksonville, Alfred Blues, their backup running back. We know that's not an ideal situation, to say the very
Texas
least.
Texas chose Foreman over Blue.
So maybe we see, you know, him go to Jacksonville. Tennessee, they have Deion Lewis and Derrick Henry, so not sure that would happen. But there's a lot of possibilities, and apparently there are some teams possibly interested in the services of Deontay.
I think ultimately he just needs to get out of state. I mean, there are certain players who can come back home and it makes them better, you know. But there's some, and I think the majority, there are a lot of distractions at home, man. And there are a lot of you know, your guys, you know, that are just kind of pulling you in different directions. And you got that indication in speaking. That's not just rumor.
No.
I mean, speaking with his father.
Yeah, his father has no ill will towards the Texans. He says maybe it's probably in the best interest to get out. And I root for the young man because, you know, he doesn't seem like a malicious kid. He seems like he could maybe be easily influenced. But, you know, it's a make-or-break year for Deontay Foreman. He knew that heading into this year when he was with the Texans. It's even more so now because you do have that scarlet letter on you as a guy who was released by the Texans a couple years after they drafted you. So we'll keep you updated on where Deontay Foreman ends up, but it will not be with the Houston Texans because the relationship between B.O.B. and Deontay Foreman finally over. Meanwhile, in Green Bay, Texans joint practice with the Green Bay Packers. They rode the bikes out there. A lot of guys shined. We'll hear who shined at 12 o'clock when they come off the field. But here was Bill O'Brien over the weekend talking about joint practices and why he likes them.
I think it breaks up the monotony at camp. I think it's 8 practices now going against each other. Now we get 2 practices against a great football team and up in Green Bay, you know, a historic franchise. We have a chance to see how they do things, and they have a chance to see how we do things. Look at the rosters, you know, on both teams. I think there's just a ton you can get out of it.
And there is a ton that they're getting out of it. We will break it down a little bit as practice ends here, but This is real good stuff. And JJ breaking a bike. He's waited his entire life to be a part of that.
He broke a kid's bike?
Great tradition in Green Bay. Kids line up, and because it's a bit of a hike. Not really, but I mean, it's kind of a tradition more than anything where the players, you know, grab a kid's bike. They grab their helmet and walk with them as they ride their bike to practice. JJ's been waiting his whole life for this. Whole life. Breaks a kid's bike. I got a hunch that kid is getting a new bike, though.
But he's going to get a better bike.
He's going to get a better bike. I tweeted this. What do you think if JJ autographs the broken bike and puts it up at a charity auction? What would it fetch?
Oh, who wants a broken bike?
It's JJ's with the Packers tradition of the bicycle autographed broken bike. Minimum $3,000 it would bring in an auction.
What are you going to do with it?
Put it in your man cave. Put it in your fan cave.
So put
cave.
A broken bike. Autographed a broken by random kid's bike. Yep. Autographed by JJ in yep. your man cave.
Yep. Autographed. $3,000.
Terrible
Sean
purchase.
Said if the auction was in. Purchase. Pendergast said if the auction was in Green Bay, it'd probably be $5,000.
Who's buying that? Adrian Peterson?
Someone. It's a charity auction. I mean, got some high rollers in there, man.
I mean, come on, man. Like,
I'm not saying I necessarily agree. I'm telling you what it would fetch.
You got to do a little bit better than that. I don't like big guys getting on bikes, man. I'm worried about these guys, these offensive linemen, these defensive linemen getting on bicycles. And you know what scared me the most? And Sean brought this up as well. Will Fuller getting on a bicycle, a kid's bicycle. Stay off the bike, Will. Mm-hmm. You're looking good out there in camp. We're worried about you. Stay off the bike. Walk to practice, okay? I don't need this anymore. DJ Reader's going to join the show.
Yeah.
347 pounds. His big ass better not have been on a bike either, or else he and I are going to have some words.
He's not fat. Well, I mean, he's big. Spoiler alert. Would you like a spoiler alert?
No. Yeah, go ahead.
He got on a kid's bike.
Okay. Well,
and it wasn't a big bike.
Yeah. I'm going to take that up with him. Tell him keep his
347 pounds.
Yeah, keep your butt off the bike.
Plus a kid's bike equals
a tailbone fracture. Quinnen Williams, he's a big guy. He was at the University of Alabama. He's a first round pick of the Jets. I'm a big fan of his. He's got a lot of innocence to him. He's kind of got, you know, kind of like a like the presence of a kid, which, I mean, let's be honest, he is. I think he's 20 years old. This was Quinnen Williams talking about the release of Madden, because a lot of players like to play with themselves in Madden, and apparently you can play with yourself in, like, franchise mode, and you can improve your rating. This is Quinnen Williams talking about getting to play Madden with himself and improve his rating.
My rating, I got an 80 on Ultimate Team, so I'm going to go play with myself today. So, see how I feel. That came out weird. Yeah, I'm mad. I'm playing myself. I'm mad.
Thank you. Thank you, Quinnen. Boy, everybody in the room was just biting their lip, I'm sure. Like,
what?
Yes.
Well, bro, what are you talking about?
Were they? All right, let's. This is my favorite game to play with John Lopez, because we've been around a lot of media types. You've been in a lot of media scrums. I want you to tell me, this is the game that's sweeping the nation. This is In the Loops. Was the media type laugh real? Play the tape and you tell me if the media type laugh was real. Go ahead.
My right now, I got an 80 on Ultimate Team, so I'm going to go play with myself today. So, see how I feel. That came out weird. Yeah, I'm mad. I'm playing myself. I'm mad.
That was real.
That was real. That was real. A lot of fake laughter, kind of, you know, just trying to loosen up the subject in interviews, but that was real. I mean, listen to what he said. That was real.
Okay. You heard it here first.
You did.
That's the verdict from the OG. Mm-hmm. Tom Brady, he turned 42 over the weekend. He was rewarded with a contract extension from the Patriots, a two-year extension. Specifics not clear, but we do know that Tom Brady, who was originally going to make $15 million this year, he's going to make $23 million now. It keeps him in New England through 2021.
Oh, good. So they're not going to trade him. What are you doing, man? He can get an extension anytime he wants, right? I mean, Patriots fans are breathing a sigh of relief. They've got Brady locked up.
He's got to fall off during this contract, right? I mean, he's not riding off into the sunset, right?
What'll he be, 45?
He's 42 right now, so 44? It's going to be 43, 44, 44 and change by the time this is done.
Yeah.
He's not going out on top, right? This at least solidifies that Tom Brady ain't going out on top. He's limping out of the league.
If he plays the whole contract?
This dude is limping out of the league. I'm happy about this.
Why?
Because I don't want him riding off in the sunset. Nah, hell no. I've seen him long enough. It's 42. He's the oldest. He's the oldest quarterback there is. Tom Brady, I cannot wait to see you suck and leave the NFL. I really cannot. And I don't. I've said this 100 times. Last year, Tom Brady, he misfired on 20% of his passes.
Mm-hmm.
That was top five worst in the NFL. He is going to fall off. Yeah. This guy is, he's already battled Father Time. He's pushing it, trying to push it three more seasons. We are going to watch Tom Brady. This dude ain't getting carried off the field into the sunset. This solidifies. It might not happen this year. It might not happen the next. But this solidifies that I am going to watch Tom Brady in his final game in the NFL walk off the field with his head down and tears in his eyes, looking like a wounded puppy. I am happy about this contract because there is no chance in hell that Tom Brady finishes this contract riding off into the sunset. No chance in hell. You had your chance two of the last three seasons to do it, and you failed miserably. Tom Brady, I can't wait to see you waddle off the field.
Finish this
sentence. Don't mark that.
Finish this sentence.
Don't mark that.
Finish this sentence. Mark that, Biggie. You could have said that exact same thing 3 years ago.
And I did, okay? I did, okay? And I'm doubling down, baby, okay? I did, yeah. Just to be honest. If we're being 100% certain, there is no way this Jamoke is going to go play football at a high level at age 44. Cannot happen.
Mm-hmm.
Will not happen.
Yep.
Kickers do that.
Welcome to 2015.
Good Lord. I want him pop for PEDs or something like that. I'm so sick of this guy, Tom Brady. Jaguars defensive end Yannick Ngakoue, he ended his holdout. He reported to training camp. He had to before the 6th or else he wouldn't have been eligible for the franchise tag. So it was something that he had to do. One of the best young defensive ends in the NFL. And I got to tell you, you know what he was welcome with, J-Lo? The stupidest question I've ever heard. I say this a lot, but the stupidest question I've ever heard. You know when players miss camp, they often get fined?
Yeah.
Listen to this question, the final question that you hear in this media scrum from this media type, and tell me if you've ever heard a dumber question in your life. Go ahead.
I love football, like I said in the beginning. I was going to play regardless.
Do you expect them to enforce your fines?
I'm not even sure about that.
You guys haven't talked about it?
Nah, I'm not. Mm-mm.
Would you like them to rescind them?
What?
I'm cool. I'm pretty sure everybody will, you know. People try to take away your money, but at the end of the day, you know. We'll see how that goes.
Would you like them to rescind your fines?
Right.
What if he just said, nah, you know what? I'm okay.
Just fine me all you want.
Would you like them to rescind your fines?
You know, guys, it's in the contract and I probably deserved it. So go ahead and keep fining
would
me.
Would you like them?
I need you to shut the hell up for the immediate future.
What are you getting out of that, media type? Like, what do you think? Would you like them to get rid of your fines?
Yeah, no, I wouldn't.
Like, do you expect them to hold up the fines is fine, but the follow-up, sometimes you just don't need a follow-up.
Mm-hmm.
Follow-ups are a good thing. Sometimes you just don't need it. Would you like them to rescind your fines?
You know what? We'd like to hire you for less money than you're making at your current job.
It's just insane. I can't believe some of these media types, man. Baker Mayfield, he was at an Indians game this weekend. He drank a beer. We've seen all these quarterbacks chugging beers.
He shotgunned it.
He drank one.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Threw it on the ground. Then he got a beer thrown to him, Stone Cold Steve Austin title. He bit the beer with his tooth,
mm-hmm.
opened it up. Most people use keys. Baker Mayfield used his tooth, and then he shotgunned the beer. Your thoughts?
He's a legend. Figgy, you're a Cleveland fan.
That was badass.
That played perfectly to Cleveland. I mean, you couldn't have played better to Cleveland football fans. Our quarterback bites cans and chugs beers. How about your guy? Can Deshaun do that?
No.
I don't think he wants to, first of all.
I don't think Deshaun's a beer drinker. Baker looks like a beer drinker.
Is Deshaun a beer drinker?
No. A lot of times you look at Baker's body and you're like, damn, he's a little bit thick. He's a little bit thick.
So you don't think he's drinking beer, huh?
Deshaun, nah.
What do you think he's drinking?
Probably like vodka. Like vodka or
champagne.
Like
if he's drinking something out of a can, what do you think it might be?
Vodka or champagne. If he's drinking something out of a can? I'm malt liquor, John. Is that what you're trying to set me up for? I mean, where'd you want me to go with that? Okay,
I was about to say hen.
Up all yak it.
I was about to say hen.
Hennessy?
Think he's giving himself a race card. What does he drink? Wine.
Champagne.
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 Good call.
Deshaun's an expensive champagne drinker.
Yeah, good call.
I think so. I don't think Deshaun, but Baker Mayfield, as soon as I saw him do that,
how can you
it
not
explains
like that?
His body type. No, I respect it.
Yeah.
I respect the hell out of it. And you know the Cleveland fans were going crazy about it, but Baker Mayfield, how do you do that? Bite a can. Could you do it?
I've done some things with my teeth, open a beer, like a bottle.
Ugh.
But I don't know if I could bite a hole into the side of a can. It would get all over me. I mean, I know it's going to get all over you anyway, but you know what I'm
saying?
Bad and
bullshit.
I mean, he clearly knew it was
coming. You've never opened a bottle of beer with your teeth?
No.
I mean, my dentist won't like that. But
no.
I have.
I never have.
No.
Don Banks, this is a sad story. It had the internet talking a lot yesterday. Don Banks, the veteran football writer who was recently hired by the Review Journal to cover the NFL. He was at the Hall of Fame ceremonies in Canton, Ohio. Actually spent, you know, the night out with Peter King, to where Peter King talked about how happy he was to be around him. And he passed away in his sleep while he was out there covering that event. He was just in his 50s, 54, if I'm not mistaken. Mm-hmm. So a sad story there, man. It's just insane when you see stories like this. It seems like the people just get younger and younger, and there are less and less warning signs. So I'm not trying to be Mr. PSA, but
no.
Man, you just got to go get checked up as often as you can.
You have to, as much as you can. Don Banks, a lot of very, very raving things about him all over social media. What I can tell you is, and pretty much all you need to know from a professional sense, when he was writing, I think, for Tampa Tribune or one of the Tampa place, one of the Florida newspapers, they brought in a new young beat reporter to be his competition. He called that reporter, gave him information, including some phone numbers of key people, and said, let me know if there's anything I can do to help you.
Wow.
Your direct competition.
Wow.
That's all you need to know from a professional sense.
Yeah, and I mean, that's a young guy. You know, young guy, you know, old guys get replaced by young guys, and that's just classy. You know, I haven't heard a bad thing about him, and it's not like, you know, an after-the-fact thing. You always heard pretty good things about him. Astros sweep the Mariners over the weekend. It started Friday with a game in which the Astros had 6 home runs. Martin Maldonado in his first game of his second tenure. He goes yard. Jake Mariznick, 4 bags, Mr. Bellhop. Jordan Alvarez doing what he do. Jose Altuve, bomb. Carlos Correa, bomb. Aledmys Diaz, bomb. Stros win 10-2. Saturday, combined no-hitter. Myself and John Lopez were both in attendance. Aaron Sanchez, Will Harris, Biagini, and Chris Davinsky, they combine for the no-no. And then on Sunday, they complete the sweep yesterday. Justin Verlander with another solid outing, 1 run on 3 hits with 10 strikeouts in 6 innings. Jordan Alvarez, another RBI. That's 41 in 41 games. Stros win 3-1, complete the sweep. They're off today. They'll be back at it again tomorrow Colorado.
Didn't I have a leg hiking with John McClain a couple of weeks ago, maybe 3, and when I said Jordan Alvarez just might win Rookie of the Year, and he hiked his leg?
He hiked it high.
Isn't he now the favorite?
I mean, 41 RBIs in 41 games. I don't have the other rookies' numbers in front of me. Mm-hmm. I guess Guerrero would be one of the other ones going with him, but my goodness. By the way, if the Blue Jays weren't already making me feel old as crap every time I watch them play, almost dropped an S-bomb because it's annoying me so much. All right, as if it didn't make me feel old enough that they already had Vlad Guerrero and Calvin Biggio batting 1-2 in their lineup.
Yeah.
They bring up Dante Bichette's son now, and all of a sudden I'm feeling even older.
I saw that.
The hell is up with these guys?
You're getting old, man.
Jeez. Mm-hmm. I'm going to get me an AARP card every time I watch the freaking Toronto Blue Jays. Absolutely ridiculous.
I refuse to sign up.
Why?
I don't know. I figure I'm not going to
sign up. Are you eligible?
Yeah, as soon as you turn 50. They send you an AARP application.
What are the benefits?
It's like get a cheaper coffee here and there, a couple of little discounts at hotels.
Oh, he's above a cheaper coffee now. Mr. Steel Coffee from the gas station is above a cheaper coffee.
Well, I don't need to because I get it
so
cheaper.
So you don't
want to
do it legally. You want to do it illegally. Okay.
By the way, went in there yesterday. Yesterday, the guy comes up to me and goes, man, so many people listen to you. So many people have been calling. I'm trying to do a bad accent. I shouldn't do that.
What was that? On your own people, too.
No, it wasn't my people.
LeBron James, Taco Tuesday?
No, it was...
Is LeBron going to do Taco Tuesday?
Middle Eastern types.
Oh, okay.
And he's like, you have been so good for us.
Okay. You did it again.
No, I'm not. He's like,
no, I'm not.
No, I'm not.
You did it again. What the hell is going on right now? Let's get out of here quick. My gosh, Landry Locker,
like, so many people are coming in talking about how you mentioned us on the radio.
In the Loop, Sports Radio 610. Texans about to leave the practice field in Green Bay. We're going to hear from DJ Reader. We're going to hear from Bill O'Brien following the release of Deonte Foreman. And speaking of that release, should we have seen it coming, or was it a complete surprise? We'll get into that lunchtime in the Loop next.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.